If you've started learning how to get better entry and exit points just from listening to some of the stuff I say on my lives or watching some of my timeline stuff, if that's you, this is an opportunity for you to stand up and say that is absolutely true. The problem is I don't control the platform, and I like the platform because it offers better. The algorithm is better than any other platform out there. So it is what it is. You got to play the game, but I'm just going to have to play the game a little bit smarter. That's all. That's it. And so I have to control my own platform. I still have to use this one in order to reach out to people and find new customers and new people that want to actually learn something. This is the best platform to do it. I love YouTube, but YouTube is for long form content. I'm not doing long form content in this stage of my life. If you go back, for those of you know me, I did long form content when I was the simple driver and all of that. That channel still makes an insane amount of money, but I'm not doing long form content right now. Short form content. Well, won't you do Instagram? Instagram's algorithm is not better than this algorithm. The only reason Instagram Reels exists is because of TikTok. The only reason YouTube Shorts exists is because of this very platform. It's just facts. Okay. All right. So you still have to play the game. You know what I'm saying? And so there's going to be new lifeblood, new customers and all of that. And I will reach out to those people and they will reach out to me. And so there's got to be a partnership. You just got to understand where you are in that partnership. All right. You either change your position and do what you need to do that's best for you and your company and your brand, or you don't. And I am one who changes. You know, I roll with it. Everything I know about crypto is because of you. That's coming in from OG Dag. Man, that's special. That's special. I mean, a statement like that it's not a statement that you have to make. And I appreciate it. Thank you. I'm glad I was able to be part of your journey. Many more great intellectual property pieces to come. Many, many more. Where do you think Quant will go? Man, I haven't looked at Quant in a minute. Let me personally look at Quant real quick. That's a good question. Where do I think Quant will go? Let's just kind of look it up. And remember, in case you don't know what I'm saying, when I say where it could go, this is a probability. This is not a prediction. No one can predict anything in crypto. All right, so here's the probability. Quant's all-time high is around, you know, some 400 and some change. Quant's all-time high, 400 and some change. That happened back in September of 2021. Of course, in the bear market, you saw Quant draw down, and it drew down the average of, you know, 80 to 90%. And in this particular case, around 90%, it drew down to around 40 bucks. I'm walking you through this. That was a normal drawdown. That's called the bear market. So going from that 400 and some down to 40, that's a normal drawdown. There's nothing special there. But here's the problem. Quant hasn't done anything special. It's only gotten above the 23% level, which is $132. It has only done that one, two, three times. I'm on a daily chart. It has only done that four times. It has only done that four times, right? I got to count that because it actually did go up to 226, almost hit the 50% level. So one, two, three, four, five times it's gotten up above the 23% level. The problem is it's below the 23% level again at $93. I'm going to give you the numbers. You can write this down for the person that asked me about Quant. I know this is just between you and I. No one else is even paying attention to us.